Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Genetic information is among the most intimate of personal information. And for many people, the desire to protect genetic information arises from concerns about what others might do with genetic information. For example, may an employer demand genetic information and use it to deny employment or a promotion or limit access to other work benefits? Can a health insurance company use genetic information to refuse to offer coverage or to require higher premiums or contribution amounts? Congress addressed these concerns in 2008 by passing the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, known as GINA. Under GINA, employers may not use personal genetic information in hiring, firing, job assignments, or promotion. They may not share genetic information about an employee, retaliate against employees who assert their GINA rights, or discriminate against an employee based on genetic information. They also may not request, require, or purchase genetic information about an employee or their family members. Likewise, health insurers may not request or require that an individual submit to a genetic test, nor use genetic information to set eligibility requirements or establish premium or contribution amounts. Prior to the passage of GINA, many state legislatures had created health non-discrimination laws to address employment discrimination for conditions such as sickle cell trait. Illinois' Genetic Information Privacy Act, known as GIPA, was amended in January 2018 to clarify that employers may not penalize an employee who does not disclose genetic information or who chooses not to participate in a program which requires disclosure of genetic information. GIPA requires consent to disclose genetic information and has penalties for genetic privacy violations. It also requires that employers in Illinois treat genetic testing and information consistently with federal law, including GINA. As genetic testing has become more common, large databases of genetic information have been created and retained by health organizations and commercial companies. But genetic information databases are at risk for unauthorized uses. And in fact, this happened in 2018 when a company called Family Tree DNA began to share the DNA of its customers with the FBI. In February 2019, Family Tree DNA notified customers that it had shared their information without authorization. In response, Congressman Bobby Rush of the 1st District of Illinois introduced a bill into Congress requiring stronger informed consent rules and detailed notices to customers about how their genetic information will be used. To protect your genetic privacy, ask about how your information will be used, retained, and protected before you provide a genetic sample. And because privacy law is evolving, let your federal and state legislators know about your privacy and consumer protection concerns. This is Faye Jones.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.